Previously on the Dead Dragon Society.
Chad, my boy, did you just age right before our eyes?
I need experiences. I have all the knowledge, but none of it makes any sense.
We are risking our lives for absolute uncertainty here. So far, this Chad has shown little to no value.
He may fix the arcane engine, and I will do whatever to find the answer.
I will follow you all to the library.
Thank you for helping me. And he comes up and he touches your shoulder. And then all of you kind of get this sense that you've leveled up.
What did you just do, my lad?
I gave you knowledge.
Oh, you only got one life.
You see the green light.
Oh, that's not good.
He's angry and he looks at you and goes, "You have no idea how to use Chad. You've been wasting his time. You've been wasting your time. You don't deserve this power."
Chad, what's going on?
They're making me go. They're making me leave. It's the teacher, man.
Listen, just fight it. Just stay here. Don't go anywhere. Just stay here.
I can't.
Here.
I don't have the power.
Where are they trying to take you? We'll come for you.
I have to go to the library. And in that moment, the pages start wrapping around him. And he's gone.
I've lost him. He's gone to the library, guys.
And I suppose we make our way to the library.
As you walk in, you see Chad, but he's not all there.
Chad!
Nothing.
I try to grab him. I grab
his
arm.
His hand goes right through him.
Right through him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is Chad. I think this is some form of split piece of Chad.
We need to bring him back together again. Is there counsel we could seek?
Maybe Merlot?
Merlot!
And this pimple-faced kid turns around with a giant fake beard, and he goes, "Hi, welcome to Mages and Merlot Tavern and Spellbinding Arcade. How can I help you?" He goes, "There's your Merlot."
Yeah, I sniff it. Like.
It smells disgusting.
I swirl it.
It looks beautiful.
And I chug it.
As soon as you chug it, you just freeze in a single spot and you just get this sudden vision.
So Chad's been split into five different stones of different colors and is being held in those five different places.
So where to first?
I look at the kid behind the counter and I go, "Rock, lambskin, or scissors, sir?"
Lambskin.
Barovia.
So make it feel like sunshine.
And now, episode 5, Punk Rock Studs.
Hi, I'm Paige Raymond. I play Anno Neeing, regionally renowned one-woman band in the Forgotten Realms, on a personal journey to do her village proud by racking up fame and good fortune. And arch nemesis of Peanut the Squirrel.
Are you the arch nemesis of Peanut, or is Peanut the arch nemesis of Anne?
I think it's a bit of a situation of a "I hate you, I don't think about you ever" type relationship.
Okay, all right.
And Peanut consumes my thoughts whenever
lives rent free.
I don't think Peanut understands that we're enemies, honestly.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Does Peanut know that you're arch enemies?
I think he knows that he's talented, and I don't think he realizes how much that infuriates me.
Yeah, and that infuriates you even more.
He's so focused on the performance that he doesn't let it, like, he's singularly focused. And nothing else clouds his judgment.
Hey, everybody, I'm Frank Ciappone the Elder. I play Theo Blackthorn, a prominent, well-respected merchant with a tortured past who recently became a warlock as a little bit of a side hustle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's me.
I am Jorge Bardales Jr. I play Maximilian DuPont, an observant merchant kid who lives with one goal in life, and that's the utter destruction of his stepfather.
I'm Matt Callahan. I play Horatio Runbuckle, a friend of Anno Neeing and fellow bard, street performer, and friend of and performing buddies with Peanut the Squirrel. I am on the run after being framed by a man with an iron leg, and I am now adventuring as it seems to be the best job.
I am Pat Salambia. I play Trogrim, the half-orc, a barbarian infused with the magic of the weave, who's carrying a mysterious artifact and a quest to save his village.
I'm Frankie. I play the half-Italian. I'm the DM. I'm all the other characters in the story. Except for Peanut. And the question, as we find ourselves around the campfire, who would you like to see humiliated?
Oh, so
Peanut.
Easy.
Immediately. Next. Yeah,
that's a question?
That's the card I drew.
No offense, Peanut, but immediately Peanut.
And would you want to be responsible for that humiliation?
Oh, my.
Professionally, yes. I think best case scenario, and again, no offense, Peanut.
I'm pretty sure Peanut's taking some offense.
Would be, I'm pretty sure he doesn't. Best case scenario is Peanut opens for me, and I'm the main show, and I do an encore. I am so much more successful. The crowd has gone absolutely bananas, and Peanut realizes that he will never, ever, ever, ever be able to outperform me, maybe ever. Again, no offense, Peanut.
That would just drive Peanut into like a Daniel Day-Lewis type situation where he would just go be a recluse for like 5 to 7 years, come back and just like wipe the floor of performance and then immediately go back into recluse.
Or he's just unbothered because he doesn't see me as the same way as I see Peanut.
So kind of like the opposite of Aaron Rodgers?
The opposite of Aaron Rodgers. Best case scenario.
Disappears for 5 days, comes back. Yeah.
Theo Blackthorn speaking here. As a point of clarification, somebody who would we like to see humiliated within this party, or somebody within the world?
Or just the most in the whole world.
You know what? I'll let you choose.
Huh.
Oh, what? Yeah, it's still the same. My answer's unchanged.
Yeah, I don't know if I could put a name on who I'd want to see most humiliated, but I would want whoever that person to be would have to benefit me the most. Whose humiliation would benefit me the most? And I don't have that answer right now, but that's who that person would be.
Vague. I like it.
I think it would have to be someone very powerful, so everyone else knows not to mess with you.
Yeah, I think, again, yeah. Like, if that humiliation, if their humiliation brought me more esteem and more power and more glory, then that's better for me. So, yeah. So who is the wealthiest, most prominent merchant out there?
My stepfather. And yeah, I have the well, perfect there you candidate go. In mind.
So if your stepfather is that person, then his humiliation, and then perhaps...
I would love to
Max,
team up
we,
with you
we
this.
Have a
I help
some
you to get to where
there.
You need to go, and you help me where I need to go.
Two birds, one stone, or perhaps one bird, two stones.
Maybe four
That's
stones.
That's a question
Maybe
for
four
another
stones.
Day. But,
there's yeah. five of us.
Yeah. There's one bird.
What
oh,
rock?
Five stones there is, and Peanut.
Yeah, we don't
stones
count
Stones and birds, those are trivial matters.
Oh, is the stone-bird relationship, is that a linear pattern, or is it more of an exponential?
It's logarithmic.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You would think as someone who deals with money, I would know what exponential means. I don't.
It plateaus at a certain point very quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Diminishing returns, I think you would call it.
These are so many big words. I feel like I should have learned this.
This conversation bored me at birds.
I think exponential is like the more things you experience. Yeah. Experience and exponential kind of interchangeable.
Chad finally has some answers for us.
He's always had answers. They just haven't been very satisfying.
They haven't been very good.
Yeah, they just haven't been the right answers.
This smile that I always keep on my face, no matter what obstacles come, it's brought upon by the very dream that I dream every night of having my stepfather grovel at my feet as I step on his head and he watches as his empire burns.
Would he be humiliated too? That
I would hope so. To know that I was the one that did it.
You have stepdaddy issues.
I have mommy issues too, but we're not going to get into those.
Nice, I like that. That's what is that?
I recognize efficient? My flaws, and I do nothing about them.
I was going to say, it's very completionist of you, but make sure you have both. Issues with both.
Also, Theo, you're constantly craving power. I would think there's some issues there.
I have issues for sure. There's definitely issues. Yeah, it's with those who, you know, step on the backs of others to get what they want. Yeah.
Kettle black.
I want to be the...
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I have no issues.
Wanna, yeah.
None.
Not one.
You're fighting a squirrel for attention.
Is that an issue?
I guess not. Horatio?
Well... I like where you're going with the stepping on the head thing. I think when I think about what I would want to do to Victor, given the opportunity.
That's the guy with the fake leg, right?
That is. I don't think...
Why don't you just take his fake leg and watch him hobble around?
That's a good start.
That'd be... That's humiliating.
Listen, if you need ideas, you come to me, all right? I'm an idea man.
The problem is, I still have Dewthorn on my back, and his men are chasing me down. Now, I originally kind of felt bad a little bit about... Or I went back and forth about did the situation go too far on the humiliation that was originally brought on him, considering all the just abject misery he's put us through. I would like to see him burn. I'd like to see him go down again.
Right and wrong are decided with your fist.
He said fire, but that also could. What if before the fire, the fist, or maybe after the fire of the fist, but you gotta be careful with that one.
Well, listen, you have us in your corner, if you'll be in our corner.
Well, if we run into Lord Dewthorn's men...
Powerful friends are what we need.
I will call upon you.
Trogrim puts his palms to the fire to try and warm up a little bit, and he says,
I would like to embarrass the worm librarian from from yesterday. She did not believe the sky was green. She embarrassed me in my ability of lying.
What kind of library is that restrictive on knowledge?
To this day, I don't understand it.
It seemed excessive.
Why do they need our real names?
Embarrassment to libraries, really, is what
I would like to convince her of a lie.
I wouldn't have even had a problem with the real name thing if there was not so much suspicion immediately cast on it through its, like, just obsessive need to enter. It feels like the... overly surveilled, too much surveillance.
Of all the libraries that I have performed in my extensive career, this one was the most unlibrary-like I think I've ever seen. It's usually so easy to walk in and then set up your equipment.
It reminds me of that Minotaur Orwell's book, 1984. Something about libraries.
I think I should like to visit Trogrim's bubble if that worm was the person that you would like to see most humiliated in your entire life. Interesting.
He definitely knows how to hold on to a grudge, doesn't he?
Well, for a whole day, anyway.
You're going to hear a pin drop in here.
Chad is so calm.
Sorry, I dropped my spoon.
And I guess that's my answer right there. I just embarrassed myself by dropping it. Let's pick up where we left off, which was we were at...
We had just decided that we needed to go to Barovia.
Barovia.
Where did we decide young Jay was?
Oh, yeah, did we?
Jay was brought to the tavern, was he not?
I think he was fine.
Mm-hmm. They said he was fine.
I talked to the guardsman. I failed an insight check, and so I believed him that Chad is fine.
Is there a blacksmith nearby?
Well, yeah, we are
in a town. We're in a large city.
Yeah.
I just meant more like within, nearby where we're standing.
Sure. It's in the city. You guys are going to do your last things in the city before we head on our journey.
So, yeah, I'd love to, just kind of find the nearest blacksmith shop. Not looking for anything particularly fancy. I'm not looking for any enchanted items or anything, but I just wanted to upgrade my leather armor that, after getting in various battles and fights and skydiving adventures, it's kind of a little worse for wear, a little ragged. And I'm looking for a little bit more protection, especially for things like those gnolls, bites and claws and weapons and all that. So I'm looking for some scale mail.
Okay.
Specifically sized for my short stature.
As you walk outside, it's precariously placed right next door.
Oh, wow. That's fortunate.
Yeah. Wow.
And as you go outside, you happen to see a dwarf. And it's basically just like four pillars with a roof and a furnace in the center. And you just see a dwarf. He's a little bit taller than you, with a big bushy beard with one giant braid, a big strong left hand and a right arm that is chopped about halfway off with a hammer attached to it. And he is just banging away.
Wow.
On the anvil.
Ooh, I've changed my mind. I would like to buy some studded leather armor because I am suddenly realizing that scale mail would be incredibly uncomfortable and limit my ability to fight.
Hello, Smith.
Why, hello there.
Good day to you.
Good day.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Forge Master Creation.
Creation?
Creation.
Creation.
Creation. Well, Mr. Creation, Forge Master. Is it Forge Master, Creation? How do you prefer?
Let's go with Forge Master. That one's a little...
Nice to make your acquaintance, Forge Master. As you can see, I am clad in very destitute leather armor, and I would like to buy some upgraded studded armor, if you happen to make that.
I can definitely... I think I might have some in the back. And he kind of turns around, and there's no back. It's just an open...
He just, like, turns away from me and, like, doesn't move?
Yeah.
Got it.
And then you just hear, like, a... him actively going, like trying to make noises.
Shuffling. Picking up things and putting them down.
And then he turns around and he somehow has studded armor right in front of him. That's a little bit too big for you. It's not quite the right size. It can fit, but it's a little uncomfortable.
Well, that was remarkably convenient that you happen to have that sitting on the table behind you.
Oh, yes.
Do you offer a tailoring service of any kind? I think this might be a little tight in the shoulders, and I'm looking for, quite a bit of dexterity when I move.
Or do you have a pair of scissors or a cloth dagger lying around?
And can you make clothes?
Make? No. Cut? Sure. Make and cut? Yes. But if you want it to look good, no.
Thank you for that thorough answer.
We'll come back to that option. Does this person offer any, they don't know anyone who can offer services?
Not for this piece.
Can I try the armor on?
Let him try it on.
Half of it now. I don't want you to run away with this. You got a lot of big friends here.
How much?
How do you put on half armor? Put like one, half, get like one sleeve in?
No, like half price.
Give him half the deposit. Yeah, make a deposit.
I thought he meant try half of it on now. and then you can put the other half on later.
You really channel Trogram there for a second.
You need to say
second.
That in Trogram voice.
Half how armor. Do you put on half armor?
You, instead of putting like it over your head, you just hold it up like, to you, and you just look in the mirror and you go, I think this could fit. And then that's kind of it.
I believe the man is saying you need to pay half before you can try on the armor.
How much would that
commerce
be? Commerce.
How much do you have?
Lowball him.
Say 20.
Say you're poor.
Are they whispering this to me in
yes.
In,
yes. In front of him.
Audible volume?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he hears everything.
Yeah. I will give you 10 right now. I will place 10 on the table to try it on. My friends can wait outside if that makes you more comfortable.
Who's going to give him an honest opinion? You? I don't think so.
Well, it's 55.
55?
I take my money back.
No, to buy it.
Yeah, no. I take my money back. I give it to him. Well, unfortunately, we won't be able to make a deal.
Good, sir.
Yeah.
We are making our way to Castle... What's the name of this castle we're going to?
Bologna.
Bologna. That sounds about right.
I believe it is in the region of Barovia.
Barovia.
Oh, yeah, close.
Castle
same thing.
Barovia, Bologna. Castle Barovia. Have you heard of the place, and what should we be ready for as we make our way that way?
I've heard terrible monsters live there. Terrible monsters.
Name one. Name... all of them.
Name every monster.
Like you're a fan of monsters? Name every monster.
Damn it, Pat. That's what I was going to say.
Yoink. Took that joke right out of your hands.
Oh, you're a feminist? Name every woman.
Forge Master. Master Forge? Forge Master?
His name was
Forge Master.
Mr.
Creation.
Creation.
Sir, Creation.
Mr.
Creation. Creation. As a smith, would you recommend we have a certain amount of gear for these monsters that we might face?
I for sure recommend this armor.
Well, I don't think there's anyone in this party that could wear that armor. The only person here would... It's much... too small for our...
I think it would fit everybody here.
I already have my armor. Trogram does wear like a chain shirt by trade, so...
Yeah.
I am dressed as a bard.
Do you not have any armor?
No, I just have common clothes and also common currency. So, sir, best I can do yet
yeah,
is...
I don't wear armor, I'm afraid, so... Mm.
Nope.
I could give you 5 silver.
Can't believe I'm the tank.
Oh yeah, sure.
I thought that's been established.
Wow, clearly I've been absorbing the damage. Yeah.
What about something instead of absorbing damage to do damage? If we wanted to be the ones to inflict the pain, we are the danger.
He then turns around, and he's kind of like, ching ching, bang bop. Scooting chair noises.
He's just making sounds in his mouth.
He's just taking a chair and just moving it back and forth.
Furiously, there's a bead of sweat. He just hears like...
Yeah.
And he turns around and he's holding a dustpan.
Yeah, what would care to describe this item?
No, it throws it over his shoulder and goes back and just starts.
Sir, how much for a cast iron pan?
He turns around and he goes, and he's holding the cast iron pan and the armor, and he goes, I'll give you a deal. 55 for both.
Silver?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Silver? I thought you were talking gold.
No, you already said it's too late. 55 silver.
No, I thought
silver.
We only have silver.
No, I have 30 gold.
What? All right, I have 11 silver. Who's pulling in with me?
I thought this world had only silver.
No, I thought you were talking about gold. So
it's
I was
your
like, wow.
Your world.
Your creation.
I haven't bought anything.
No, you already said.
Yet.
He said yes. He said yes to
you
the silver.
Said silver.
55 silver.
He can edit the podcast. It doesn't matter.
55
but
gold.
We will know.
For an incredibly wealthy merchant, I'm incredibly poor.
How much? What do you have?
Nothing.
What? I didn't add anything weird. I literally just did like the normal like
yeah same
moderate.
2 gold, 7 silver, 5 copper. Oh, and there's
you got
nine,
robbed on
nine,
the way over here.
I have 26 silver.
You okay. are poor. You know what? You're cash poor.
I'm cash poor.
Property
yeah,
rich.
Yeah.
Property. You do own a whole town.
I'm just not liquid.
Yeah. All right. There's five
okay,
of us here.
Fine.
Free, you said?
15 gold.
15 gold.
For both.
All right. I don't have that.
15 gold for both. Can I try the... I put 15 gold on the table, and I try the armor on.
As you put it on, it just starts to mold to you and starts and fits you perfectly.
Wow.
Well, look at that.
Pre-shrunk.
No scissors needed.
Okay.
Can I have the pan, though?
I say, deal. And I push the 15 gold to him.
And he grabs it.
All right.
Puts it in his pocket.
And I, as I take off that leather armor, I put it on the table and say, would this interest you at all in terms of, would you like to buy this in any way?
No.
Okay. I'll take it back.
But I'll take it for scrap.
Nope.
I reach up to get the frying pan off the counter.
Yeah.
How big is the frying pan? Is it like a 10-inch frying pan? Like a, is like a cast iron wok? Is this like a, like what are you dealing with?
I'm practicing my swing.
Plus 3 holy damage.
Is one of the little ones that can just fry 1 egg. I love those ones.
It's your stereotypical PUBG pan.
PUBG pan.
So it's a 10-inch Lodge cast iron skillet.
Yeah. And it's going to get secured onto my back as I've taken a couple practice swings, and I feel pretty confident that I could bonk someone with it pretty good.
Are you using it as a weapon or as armor?
All right.
As a weapon for now, armor, chest plate, TBD.
I look distinctly more post-apocalyptic with my sick punk rock studs on the shoulder pauldrons.
It's a good look on you, Horatio.
That is rad as hell.
As this happens, you notice that little peanut also has little studded armor on him now.
Oh.
God damn it. It looks so cool. Under my breath, but
you find that in the corner, bud? Where'd you get that?
Squeak, squeak.
The squirrel is for me.
I think to recoup our losses, it would be best if we joined a traveling caravan.
I agree. We must find a traveling caravan. Safety in numbers. Are there any caravans going to Barovia?
Bologna.
No.
How would you know? Let's go look.
It's Barovia.
Bologna.
Well, there are towns on the way.
I would like to go to the Fantasy Bus Depot.
Can I do a history or an insight or insight check to, like, what do I know about Barovia? Okay, that's an 8.
Yeah, you're getting all the bad rolls out of the way.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to say, this is what you guys know from the outside, is that it is a kind of like a magical pocket dimension that every adventurer that has gone in has never returned. And all that is known about it is that there is some creature in there that makes it so people don't want to come back. But it's difficult to go in and out. You have to get to the entrance.
Well, I am feeling a bit more confident in my shiny new armor. Barovia is definitely going to be a formidable challenge to traverse to and through. I think we should enlist some support.
There should we'll be towns
on
the way.
In numbers.
Maybe a town before we reach Barovia has some more knowledge, some adventurers that want to go in.
I'm not sure we have enough coin to pay mercenaries to join us, judging from what we heard here.
Well, I have some. I'm not property rich, but I have some pocket change.
Master Creation, if you can, first of all, any advice on anyone any local knowledge, local lore that you might share with us on people that have pursued this quest before of going to Castle Barovia. And where might we find some mercenaries?
Oh, it's an old folktale. You didn't quite tell the whole story there, my studded leather friend.
A badass punk rock looking friend.
Whole armies have gone in there, and no one's returned of those.
Whole armies and haven't returned?
Armies.
Are you sure it's not just because they really like it there?
A small mercenary groups of about 5 are the ones that usually return.
I've heard that no one's ever returned.
No, it sounds like he's just trying to get us to go in there.
That makes sense on an inside of 6.
8. Oh, I get it now.
Yeah, you should have asked me first.
Okay, so stealthier groups are better in Castle Barovia. Any insight on the beast that lives within?
The rumors that I've heard is that it is the one that rules the castle, and it is rumored to be a vampire. I don't know much more past that.
Very interesting. Very interesting. And what do you have in terms of wares in behind you there that might be good for vampires?
He turns around and he just starts moving the chair back and forth. Squeak, squeak, squeak. Just the insert chair noise here. It's a future note to me.
To the sound guy.
Then he turns around. Put it in post.
And he goes, I already sold you the things important for Barovia.
The studded leather armor?
Oh, no.
With silver studs?
The pan.
The silver lined pan? What?
Cast iron.
Cast iron.
I tap it. I pat it on my back. And then I go, Tate, do you just do that for fun? The chair thing?
I gotta get back to war.
Okay.
I gotta get back to war.
I like how your voice changed to tell the story. So all we have to do, the silver studded armor.
Well, no silver, that's for the werewolves.
Oh, yeah, you are so lucky. I thought we were going to have to use you as the weapon.
We need garlic and crosses.
And a stake.
Does this imply there is a Jesus on the Sword Coast?
No. I'm not implying anything. I'm just saying, I'm telling you what I've heard about vampires. I don't know. And holy water.
And wood.
And wood. How far away is Barovia?
It's down the coast, not too far. You can get to the entrance in about a day.
Does down mean south?
South, yeah.
We go south.
South, hit the rock, the three-eyed rock.
The three-eyed rock. What? I don't know what that means, but okay.
And then take a left to the forest.
A left at the three-eyed rock.
No, east, yes.
East at the three-eyed rock.
Yes.
Going south, turn east. Yep.
Not turn southeast, turn east.
East. Into the forest.
Weast.
No, you can't turn weast.
You turn weast into the forest?
All I know is three rights make a left.
Okay, south to the three-eyed rock, turn left into the forest.
Is it like a hard left or like a soft left?
There's one just towards the forest.
It's like a six-way nightmare intersection when you get at the three-eyed rock and
you're going to get there.
It's Tangletown.
Yeah, exactly. Like
all right, friends, I think we should prepare to leave. I don't know if we're going to find a caravan that heads down that way.
Before we leave, we can visit the local temple and maybe get some holy water from what I know of vampires.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I have holy water right here. He turns around and just starts scraping the chair.
My man.
Forge Master has it all.
He turns around and he has a little vial of holy water.
How deep are the grooves in his floor underneath that chair?
The chair's like the seat's like 2 inches above the ground, and the rest
of toss a copper on the table and I grab the vial.
He picks up the copper.
Try me.
That's kind of.
It's water. It's water.
Give it to you.
Oh, then I take my copper back. Thank you. You're a good man.
Thank you very much, Forge
Master.
And
I toss the copper back at him. You're a good guy.
It's water.
For your troubles.
Like that. It's water. It's water.
It's water.
Shall we depart? No, we must go to the temple.
No,
for
we
snacks?
Have to only have it.
Oh, we can get snacks and Jay on the way.
Creation? Snacks?
Oh, yeah.
There's just layers of sawdust near the chair.
He kind of turns around and then you just hear the...
I can't wait to hear this in post.
He turns back around. He goes, how much provisions do you guys need?
Well, I have my own rations for 10 days worth.
At least a day's worth.
I will budget at a week.
How far of a journey is Barovia?
It's like half a day to where the assumed portal is.
Right. Anne is just counting on her fingers. He's like, ah, probably 3 days.
Sounds good.
He turns back around. He goes, and you hear just three squeaks. He gives you the ration.
He just gave him to us?
He wants you guys to leave.
All right. Sweet.
The perks of bullying the DM.
That's what's up.
All right.
We're off.
Thank you, kind sir.
Wizard.
I walk out with a bit of a spring in my step, feeling good, looking good.
So you guys get to the Three-Eyed Rock. It's not very spectacular. It's literally just painted on with some paint.
Okay.
And then you walk, and it's pretty open until you see the forest line in the distance.
Mm-hmm.
As you get closer and closer to it, you kind of see a somewhat, like, it's about a 3-foot rock, kind of like perfectly, kind of like staying up, kind of like a statue, but it just has like a little face on it. And behind it are two big trees, and in between the trees is you
got
see
it.
That
okay,
swirly,
like
that
a
clear swirly.
Spooky. Yeah.
Like a gateway of some
yes,
sort.
Yes, it is a gateway, yes.
Okay.
And it is right on the forest line.
What does a portal look like?
You can see through it, but you can see clear swirls kind of moving in that area.
Could we walk 4 abreast through it, or is it one?
It's pretty comfortable. It's a pretty big portal. There's a rock with a little face on it sitting right in front of it. It looks up at you, and he goes, "You must answer the riddle to be able to move through the space."
Oh no!
And you hear the voice. Only you know where you truly belong. The gate only opens to those who are strong. Time is the reef which all our ships are wrecked. Once past the veil, only a few are blessed.
Hit me with that again, slowly.
Only you know where you truly belong. The gate only opens to those who are strong. Time is the reef which all our ships are wrecked. Once past the veil, only a few are blessed.
Can we just fight the rock?
Roll initiative against rock.
Are you there, face?
Is this heaven?
And the portal starts to open, and the swirling gets bigger and bigger.
What'd you say?
Heaven.
Wow. Asked if this was heaven.
Impressive.
And the rock kind of laughs and goes, "Very well done.
Thanks, I get it from my dad.
You may pass through the portal."
Incredible work, Anne. That was quite the insight.
Yeah, in my village, if you don't solve the riddle, you don't get breakfast.
Wow.
Every day. Different riddle. Some of them are bad. Some of them are good.
That sounds abusive.
One for one from the field.
I think you need to incorporate that skill in your next performance.
I always do. I don't know if you ever listened to my lyrics, but...
Well done, Anne. Well
they're very,
done.
You have very lyrics? Metaphorically intense.
Mm-hmm.
Shooting 3-pointers from downtown.
I go, "Thanks, Rock," and I give it a little fist bump on the way in. But just really like the thigh, because it's Rock.
Trogrim leads the party and passes through the portal first.
I look down at Peanut, who is pretty visibly frightened by the whole ordeal, and I pat him on the head and just say, "It'll be all right." And I kind of like cup him in my hands while I walk through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll slide in right behind Trogrim.
Mm-hmm.
I go behind.
Is that Peanut. The sound of the portal?
Why not?
This guy with a chair has followed us, and he's just moving the chair every time we walk in. The sound of the chair legs on rock. Mm-hmm.
I follow Horatio, just silently, well, not silently, but muttering prayers.
Mm. I've walked in after I broke fist at the statue. Mm. Yeah.
As you all walk in, you all start to feel a little bit lighter, a little bit, everything starts to feel a little bit better.
Emotionally lighter.
And no. And one big thing changed as you look around. Mr. Theo Blackthorne is young again.
Do I feel younger?
You feel lighter? You feel
guys,
young?
Guys, what do you see? What do you see? I feel...
Does it look
holy
younger?
Describe yourself at 25.
Well, at 25, I was a wreck. I was frail.
Describe yourself at a healthy 25.
The best version of yourself at 25.
I draw my cast iron pan ready to beat the shit out of this stranger.
I'm still thin. My beard isn't quite as long. My hair is probably cut short.
Got a nice ball top face.
But but I'm wiry and spry and that would be Theo at 25.
Mm-hmm. I walk up to Theo, pan at the ready, and I go, "Who are you and what have you done with Theo Blackthorne?"
"I am Theo Blackthorne. I don't know what you're talking about, but I do feel younger and the age spots on my hand, they're suddenly gone.
Say something only Theo would say.
Trogrim grabs Theo's own sword and holds it up to him as a mirror saying, "You are younger."
I kick him in the shin and do no damage because I don't do any damage with my unarmed strikes.
I look at my reflection and went, "Oh my, oh my, oh my, what's going on here? I thought this place was supposed to be evil."
And just so everybody realizes this, you're all now at your prime age of strength and what you are...
Look the same.
Yeah, so most of all you guys are going to be the same because you're all young,
pretty close,
yeah. Healthy individuals.
I'm curious, is it just the body or is like my performer's jacket is a kind of a ragged old performer's jacket covered with like patches and stuff. Is it still in that like old ragged patch state, or has it been also de-aged into a more...
How would you like it to be? Like, how would your character want it to be? Like, ideally, like picture perfect.
Probably back to during the prime of his performing days in the circus when, you know, he was regularly, maintaining his clothing to be performance ready, to look, you know, best for all the lords and ladies that were coming to the performance. So, you know, rich colors and shiny buttons and all that. No patches.
What your heart says for that is what it is. So okay. Everyone has their ideal look, their ideal feel, and their ideal how they want to look.
We seem to have gone through some kind of... pathway of some sort.
Some sort, but I certainly was not this fit and healthy when I was the age of my body now. I was imprisoned at that time. So while we haven't gone back in time per se, we are at our peak condition, I think, is what I would say. I feel better than I've ever felt.
Is it when we felt our peak emotionally or just physically?
Physically.
Okay, good.
As you guys were talking to each other, you see a man walking towards you.
I ready my pan.
What do we see beyond the man? Are we still in a forest? Do we see a castle?
You see a road going forward.
Okay.
It is a bright sunny day.
Mm-hmm.
It is just moving forward, and you see a little bit of rolling hills with farms on it. It is a picture perfect idea of what a small rural side would be, and you can see a town far off in the distance, and the road leads to that town.
And this gentleman is walking up the road.
Yes, and what you see is a young half. Wait 1 second.
This man with no legs waddling,
like Geodude.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a young Geodude.
You see a young half-orc with grayish skin whose face is dominated by a wide-set dark eyes. A large jaw and prominent lower canines stick out of his mouth, and he has a muscular build, wearing leather armor, and seems to expect respect.
Trogram, it's one of your kind.
An all-around normal sight, except for one thing. He has a giant pair of angel wings coming out of his back.
That is not my kind.
I take that back.
You called your shot too early.
The sun must have been in your eyes.
Is this being within hailing distance?
Yeah, he's walking towards you guys. There's no intent of violence, just...
Trouble. I have my pan ready, and I'm in a kind of an athletic stance, leaning back, and I'm just leading one step at a time very slowly towards the man, also walking.
I just put my hand out onto the pan to try to, like, calm Anne, and I don't say anything, just put my hand on it. But I look back behind where we just walked out to see if I can see out of the portal we just walked in.
You cannot.
Theo sort of nudges Trogram and says, "You."
Yeah, I grab Max to come with me. I say,
"It is insurance in case he does not believe the sky is green."
Okay, buddy.
And Trogram and Max walk up to the angel half-orc guy, and I say, "Hello."
And you just kind of hear him muttering under his breath, I just can't. Hello, who are you? Where are your wings?
We haven't earned them yet.
All right.
We're on a quest to find out how we may get them. How did you get yours?
It's the town. I can't be in this town anymore. I'm leaving.
Where are you going, my friend?
I'm walking away.
I see that.
What's got you wanting to walk away from town? Seems very idyllic here.
That's exactly it.
It's too perfect.
It seems perfect, but it's not.
Where are you going?
I'm walking away.
Why don't you tell us a little bit more?
I look down at Peanut on my shoulder. Does he have wings?
Peanut's the only one who has them.
No, Peanut does not have wings.
I'm just like slightly disappointed.
Share your troubles with us, friend.
I can't. I'm leaving. If you want to find out, go to the town.
Running away from your problems will not help you solve them. Maybe we can get our wings by helping you solve yours.
I'm not running away from my problems. I'm making that very clear. I am leaving because I cannot live with the sins of the town.
What have they done?
The town of Barovia? That town?
And I wrote down the name.
Bon Jovia.
Bon Jovia?
Of course, Bon Jovi has his own town in heaven. Rat bastard.
Halfway there.
It's the town of Onivrin.
That's not the one we want.
Onivrin.
Why are you guys coming here? How did you guys come here?
Well, we walked through the portal and I just like gesture back in the non-visible portal.
Where are you from?
Well.
What are you looking for? Why would you come to this place?
Well, we're
looking for a part of our friend.
We're looking for, yeah, it's a bit of a complicated situation. Our friend seems to have been split in some way. We're not entirely sure what
you
it is.
But give away information very easily.
I didn't say anything about our friend. I just said he's been split in some way. And so there's a...
Have you seen a shooting star?
Yes. I like the idea that Trogram turns around and... Does the full face.
Trogram turns around to the rest of the party and opens his mouth really wide with a big wink.
Yeah. I see you're learning, Trogram.
This guy is green.
Oh. You're thinking of Chad.
You know Chad.
You know Chad.
I don't know how to proceed from here. He has responded with correct information.
He was shot, and now he's in the library in the town.
Go, don't give up. You keep it going, Trogram.
Can you just down this road? Where did we find the library?
It's in the town.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm walking away.
That's what we're here for. Did you have a chance to talk to Chad? Is he okay?
Didn't say much. He was focused on his studies.
Oh, yes. That makes sense.
Damn it.
That sounds like Chad.
If the sins are as egregious as you describe, is there anything we should know or be worried about in this town?
No, there's no crime. There's no violence.
What are these sins you speak of?
You just see him look down and he goes, I can't. It's not my place to share.
I would like to make an intimidation check to get to squeeze the information out of this guy. Trogram bends down and gets in his face and says,
"Wait, is he the same height as Trogram?
He's the same size as you, and he is."
Trogram tries, does his best, try and like stand up as straight as he can.
Stands on the tippy toes,
yeah. Popping up his chest.
Right? Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You guys are like, he's like even like a little bit bigger than you. Like he is a well-built.
Well built. I like the idea that you're bending down and looking up.
Exactly.
Find a nearby tree stump.
Yeah, exactly. And he says,
"Chad is in great danger. You will tell us what happened in this town."
Chad is safe.
Can I roll an intimidation check?
Yeah.
Can I still try?
Oh, that is a critical failure.
Ooh. Oh, bummer.
If I can go for that. Trogram's voice squeaks at the end. He says,
"The first
you
time
will
happened.
Tell us what happened in this town."
We all kind of go... And like,
I just put my hand in my head, like, or my face in my hand.
I pass it
down.
He looks back at you and just goes, "Still growing up. You'll get there."
Oh. I pat
this is an effect of the spell. He got younger. My voice is cracking. This is simply the magic in this land.
I pat Trogram
okay,
on the calf.
It's okay.
It's the magic in this land. It's not me.
So let me ask you something,
you just
friend.
See three pairs of hands just
from various heights.
When we came from just beyond this road, we seem to have physically changed into a younger, better versions of ourselves. Have you experienced the same thing when you first arrived?
I grew up here. But this place, some call it heaven in the forgotten realms.
It's quite a mouthful, isn't it?
HFR, for sure.
We were told this is the land of Barovia. Is that nearby here?
Oh! It used to be Barovia, but we got rid of that horrible, horrible vampire years ago. He used to run this place like it was like a evil little play yard. It took a lot of fighting, but we finally kicked that guy out.
I am definitely doing a perception check on that one.
Yeah.
Vibe check.
Yeah, vibe check.
Gonna need a vibe check.
Oh, you stole that from me.
Natural 20.
What are the vibes?
Nat 20.
Theo still got it. You all of the truth. There
and some.
I don't know how I know, but I know that this guy is on the up and up.
He's on There's the level. Still little pockets of his creations deeper in of the forest. They're just little monsters.
I don't know how I know that, but all of a sudden there are little creatures of his deeper in the forest. But for the most part, this place is pretty up. It's pretty good.
Friend, have you ever heard bloodied hands become clean when you confess and atone? Can you tell us about these sins? And we can help you atone.
I'm atoning by leaving. And he walks away.
All right.
And do you happen to have a dagger I could borrow momentarily?
Are we going to fight him?
I just put my hand up, like, pausing. I have no violent intent.
All right. And I hand you the dagger that I pull out of my boot.
I take her dagger, and I take my dagger out of its holster, and I flip it backwards so I'm holding it just, like, with the blade facing towards me, and I start sharpening the wooden handle on the back of the dagger into a point.
Like where your head's at.
I just, midway through, stop. Would you like me to do yours as well?
Oh, yes, please.
All right. I use mine to sharpen hers into a point, and
I'm going to hand you the boomerang, too.
The boomerang? What, you just want the ends? The ends are pointy? Yeah. Okay, I just, like, shave the ends of the boomerang down into, like, flat points.
I'm going to throw it out just to make sure it still comes back.
Oh, my goodness.
D20.
Better be careful.
How's my aerodynamic sculpting?
8 plus proficiency. 10.
It goes around. It doesn't quite come all the way to you. It's about 5 feet to your left.
On the ground?
On the ground. Right. It's sticking in the ground up.
Hell yeah. I walk over there and I go, perfect, just as I left it.
All right. I put my dagger back in my holster and hands back to her.
I put the dagger back in my left boot on the outside. I put my boomerang back in my left boot on the inside. And I make sure that my wand magic missiles is still in my right boot because everything's in my boots.
Big boots.
Careful with that pointy edge. All right, shall we make our way to the village? I'm looking at the distance and I'm saying it's about
halfway.
Yeah, how far?
Easy walk.
Yeah, it's an easy walk.
Sure.
Yeah, let's go.
I go, Trogram, excellent job. Lying.
I will learn.
Yeah, terrible intimidation, by the way. You'll learn that too.
You got that one next time, buddy.
All right, we make our way to the town. Let's go.
As you get close to the town, you notice it's alive. It's this, everybody's out, everybody's having a great time, everybody has wings. As you look around, as you see everyone around here, everything is just picture perfect.
I look around for a friendly face, someone that I think would be open to me approaching them.
As you keep walking through the town, you eventually get to the town center, and you see balloons, you see all these, like, festival banners. There's clearly a festival going on. As you scan the crowd, Theo's jaw drops. He sees a long-haired man with a confident air, but a decidedly bookish aspect, wearing a brand new clothes and carrying a bouquet of flowers. It's been years since you saw him last, yet here he is, almost exactly how you remember, the only difference being the giant pair of white wings sprouting from his back. You see your brother, Roosevelt Thorne. As always, thank you so much for listening. If you liked it, leave a 5-star review on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast listening goodness. We appreciate you all so much. This has been, again, so much fun. If you want to ask the starting question at the fire pit at the start of the episode, feel free to ask it at any of our social media. We are starting a Patreon here pretty soon. It should be up and running. But we don't quite have anything uploaded yet. That should be coming out any day now. Again, thank you all for joining us, and welcome to the Dead Dragon Society.